Jerry Bader Show 953. Todd Starnes of FoxNews.com got his hands on a 600-plus page manual that equal opportunity officers in the military are trained with that sounds like it's a playbook out of the American left, that racism is everywhere all the time, that blacks are disadvantaged, and whites who say things like, no, this is a land of equal opportunity, that's a denial of racism. This is fomenting racial division, and it's repugnant to me that it's happening in the U.S. military. Bob in Nina. Bob, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in about the education thing, and I agree with a lot of things you say and whatnot, but I think you're missing something with the schools, because if you talk to some of the teachers, and I have some personal experience with this, but when you're teaching in an inner city school, you need everybody to care. You need the kids to care about doing better. You need the parents to care when they're not doing better. You need the school system to back you up, and most of the time that does not happen. You're reflected upon how the kid's doing, and if they're not doing good and you're not getting any help, now you're labeled a bad teacher.
I'm not going to entirely disagree with that. I understand that there is a challenge in teaching a population that has a family structure that's much weaker than the rest of the society. And whether people want to admit it or not, that is true about the black community. However, Bob, you have schools, and I got to let you go because I don't want someone else weigh in. You have inner city schools where the black parents want change. Sometimes what you're saying is true. Very often what I'm saying is true. And black parents who are locked in, who want a good education for their kids, can't get rid of lousy schools and teachers. Russ on the road. Russ, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Morning. I'd like to weigh in on this, make a couple comments if I may.
Yes.
I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps during the Vietnam time. We had a racial situation back in 1972 when the military decided that they wanted to have racial preference because there was so much disturbance going on. They changed the criteria for officers. If you were a white, you needed a four-year education. If you were Hispanic, you needed a high school education before you went to OCS. If you were black, you needed an eighth grade education. There was so much confusion and racism going on that the Marine Corps finally said, enough of this. Everyone, as this previous caller said, is green and will take your background and throw it out the door because everybody is green and we start with the same sheet of music going forward. Subsequently, after I left the Marine Corps, I went into the Army Reserve for 21 years and was a drill sergeant. We did the same thing, and that is it doesn't matter what your status was, your social status, everyone starts on in a level playing field, which it should be. But as you stated earlier in your show, this whole thing is coming down from our commander-in-chief. So the military being controlled control is from civilian side of the house, which comes from our, Department of Defense. It comes from the president.
Russ, I got to let you go there because I need to let one other person weigh in before the end of the hour here. Tim on the road. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, I grew up in the central part of the state, and I guess one of my things is I understand that the inner cities are underprivileged and things like that, and I would love to live back where I grew up, but just because of my kids and the opportunities, I choose to live in Appleton, which isn't huge compared to big cities, but it's definitely bigger than where I'd like to be. I think part of the problem is the people, if they feel that they're not getting the education for their children, things like that, you may need to move away from your family an hour or two. Give yourself and your kids a better opportunity. That's simple. You want them to do good, well, give them the best chance to succeed, and if you can't live exactly where you'd like to or whatever, that's part of parenting and, trying to encourage them.
Tim, thanks a lot for the call. Sometimes you can't afford to move away. I mean, that's a topic for a different day. I have one other email on this, and then we're on to other things at 10:06. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.